We're holding a Siman Shin Zayin, Sifyud Beis. Okay, so Zimun Orchim, Eichel Haminim Begodim. So he invited guests and he made different types of courses of food that he's going to serve them. Because of Iksav, Kama Zimun, Rekama Begodim Eichel Haminim. And he wrote down for himself a list of the guests, how many guests there were, and what type of foods he's going to be serving them. So also the Groysoy B'Shabbos, he cannot use this Ksav on Shabbos, can't read it, because he's afraid he's going to, at some point in time, we see two reasons over here. There's one because of a Gzera he might erase. And there's a second argument, I feel him Kosovo Gabi Koysel Gaboya Harbe, which it's not possible for him to erase. So it's still also Mishum Lekzer Hashem Yigur B'Shitre Hedyotis, Shari Hedyotis. Because Chazal Asher, reading material on Shabbos, eventually a person will come to read the documents, and then documents, there's business, and all the, there's writing things down, all that which comes with that. The Hainu Shari Chobos V'Cheshbonos, Shari Hedyotis means over here the person's debts, etc. I feel that Vila La'ayan Behem. It should be vafilu. Also, this when you say the word kriya usually means person is verbalizing it. That's what kriya is. And over here, this is not only if he verbalizes it, but even if he just reads it with his eyes, it's going to be a problem. So there's one gzera because you might come to erase it, but that doesn't apply when it's on the wall goya harbe. But you have the second gzera that a person will read that. He'll read Shtori Hedyotis as well, which is Osir. But if the way he put it onto the wall was instead of having it written on the wall, he had engraved it into the wall. So that's mutter because that's not similar to Shtori Hedyotis. So, okay, fine. I will tell him because I feel like Mechokak also the Kresle.
But do you understand from this that you really had the minhag to write shtarim on the wall?
No, it didn't have the minhag to write shtarim on the wall. The person came up with the solution, he'll write his list of guests on the wall. So the question is that similar to, but if I'm allowing reading other material, will I come to read shtarim? It's not the problem that they didn't write the shtarim on the wall.
So then why are you comparing it? So if he didn't have the custom to read stuff on the wall, as soon as he sees this on the wall, he knows it's already different, so that's a har hakai. He's not going to come to read it.
It's a tricky question. I'm not sure exactly. This gzera of Shtori Hedyotis is extraordinary. Shtori Hedyotis is a problem because you might come into business, which is the Rabbanon, or you might write, which is the Raisa. So it's a gzera. We're saying, not only that, you can't read a star with not a Shtori Hedyotis at all on the wall because you might come to read Shtori Hedyotis. And only that, you can't read a caption under a picture because Shtori Hedyotis. Whatever reason, the Chazal were like, so telling me the hacker is not going to help me because like everything they also like everything in the world because Shari Jertis, like, they were like out to get it, Shari Jertis. Like it's what you feel like, so I don't know why, but you see that can't probably Chazen because maybe you'll it's like business and maybe you'll be Shari Jertis. It's like okay. I didn't write the book. I just have to read it.
What? Chazen?
Whatever. Okay. Mem Zion. Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara, also the question, you can't read this list of guests and this list of portions. The Gemara Easter Shtei Tomim. The Gemara says two reasons. Echad Shem Yichuk Min Orchim Amin Migodim. When he realizes that his guest list has changed, he might erase the names or the food. So that's a gzera. He might come and do that. He realizes he didn't have enough food. He invited too many guests. Apparently, they didn't always make an invitation beforehand. They would make it then. So he'll erase the names. This way, when he goes to follow his list, he'll remember not to invite those people. Okay, it was one of our mistakes, call them to invite them. Hashamash, he'll give over to his assistant to go and bring invite the people to the meal or bring the people to the meal. He has to give them a corrected list, otherwise the fellows might invite the wrong people. He says he has too much food, he wants to make less portions, less types of foods. So that's one reason why Chazal asked. And then Chazal answered this, because if you allow this, you might come to read Shari Hidyartis. That's the next sif, which talks about this, which is Shari Hidyartis. Okay. Now, but the Shamash does use this list. So why are we allowing the Shamash to use this list? So the Yesh Machmirim, some say that's improper. The Shamash should not use this list. He has no right, the Shamash has no right to erase anything. He's not the Balabas to take anybody off the list. So that doesn't apply anymore. You still have the other issue. If you allow the Shamash to read this, you might come to read Shari Yertis. So that's one argument. Okay. Ach, keshasura hi shal mitzvah, yesh lahakal hakriya lahashamash. But if we're talking about the Surah's mitzvah, which we'll see in the Shartzi and that for the Balabas, that's not mutter. But so there's no chazer shemayim kuk. The problem is Shari Yertis. So the documents which would be mitzvah documents are not Shari Yertis. So that is mutter. Yesh lokal lekriyat Hashem. The topic of Bechal Chep says Shemayim the Shari Kamosha Kosa B'Simin Shinvov Sivov. Fine. So he wants to make an announcement and he wants to use the piece of paper that's mutter. Those are tzarech mitzvah. So some poskim have raised the question, but if it's not a tzarech mitzvah, so you define tzarech mitzvah. So in this week, we're going to be having the yearly outing to the park on Sunday. You're allowed to read the Metech Chesab Hechatesi. That parasha might be also. Fine. On the Mishari Tshuva, Hevi Liyashav Minigul Hakol Hashem Shikur Metech Chesab Feel the Sudas Rishus. So the Mishari Tshuva over here brings that there's some people who want to explain this minig, that the Shamash would use the list even by a Surah Rishus. The Shamash Mikar Lagozu, because they did not put the Xer on the Shamash.
So the Shabbos isn't called the Sudas Mitzvah?
Not for this purpose, no. Kadesh Lo Yita Yavar Lidei Churban Matakola Kedubta Tekamsa Bar Kamsa. So Chazal did not want to put this Isser on the Shamash, because if he doesn't have the list and he invites the wrong person, potentially that could be very catastrophic. Like we have the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So therefore Chazal, based on that, when they made this Gzeira, they did not put the Gzeira in the Shamash. They Bechlal did not put the Gzeira in the Shamash.
Well, for this purpose, a Shabbos meal isn't considered a Sudas Mitzvah.
Correct.
It's Shabbos, and he's first
going to
invite people to come for
a Sudas Shabbos. So, I don't know the Matzias of how their world worked. But it sounds to me like he might have invited them beforehand, that he would send the Shamash to go collect them and bring them on the Shabbos. So in that situation, the Shamash goes knocking on the doors and says, so it's time to come to the meal. So he might go to the wrong people. That's what we're worried about over here. Now take a look over here in the Shaar Tzion in Dalit. So he says that for a case of Sudas Mitzvah, so there's no Gzera Shamayim Kluk, and there's no Gzera Shari Yertus, because Sarach Mitzvah is not called Shari Yertus. So Morgan Rom, fine. Vayim Shari Chuba B'Shem, it says Yaakov, he began the Mashav, the Balabais, ain't law called Kriya, mean a Ksav, a field of Sudas Mitzvah, because that's not going to be Mutter, because even if you tell me that doesn't have a problem with Shari Yertus, because they didn't put Tzarech Mitzah under the umbrella of Shari Yertus, we still have the Gzer Shem Yibchak.
So they want to say Kemole. So he has a list of the people which need to say the Kemole for. He can't use that list.
Why not?
Why? Because maybe the person will look at the list. There was only to say the people who missed that year. He looked really, you know, well, he gets he already was there a year ago, so he doesn't have to say anymore. He's going to erase the name. He says, "The Himash of Tarat Supreme God and because of the Yerab and the Hitir, but there mitzvah rakum welcome Shalashayach Chashashem Himchik, which is what we're saying right now, that this takes care of the mitzvah purpose takes care of the Shari Yerdis purpose, not the Shem Himchik. The Chari Yesh Lahachra Minyan said, 'Of a Magen Rom, the Bezen Nami Shayach Agzer Shem Himchik, the Pomim Kishanish the Mashnosoi, Shari Ephraim, it's out of the Ksas Lahakal.' Now, we don't have that type of Hanhaga that we would have to say Toich Hashanah, whatever people say, it looks like Yizkor, whatever it is. They're not limited to whatever. This idea of Dafka Toich Hashanah, so it's no Gzer Shem Yimchuk. If there be something which is potentially Shem Yimchuk, you can't use it. Okay. So the Mishra Reviter, Gwer Harbe, so if it's on the wall, very high, Memches, so there's no there of Hashem Yimchok because he can't reach that height. So we took care of the Mechika issue.
He reached that height to write it. How can he not reach that height to erase it?
I think the answer for that is that Teich, the whole process of getting the what you need to get it down, get reach that height, the person will remember and not become the Mechik. As opposed to something which just easily a person will forget, they'll be moichik. Over here, he has the whole production to get there. He'll while that's happening, he'll remind himself at Shabbos that he can't be moichik. So now, so that doesn't happen. It's still osur because there's the gzera because he might come to reach our hidyotis. See, I don't have a mechika chashash, but I have the gzera. I can read this thing. I can read that. I can read this. I can read something else. Now, let's say it was, you did chakika, so that's mutter. Memtes. The mishum shema yimchuk lech, there's no concern that he might come to him mochik, because chakika kim mishu shakas, koshal him mochik, since it's something which is engraven, it's was carved into the wall. It's not easy to be moichik. Shema yikra b'shtar yotis nami lok yizvinim. What about the other gzeira? It's not a problem either. Bodichla b'shtar. Now, the af de'im kosa b'kosel gavoya osu mishum shema yikra. Even though we're saying when it's on the wall, even though normally they didn't put shtar yotis on the wall, so we're saying it's usher anyway because people are confused the two. So how does chakika change anything? Chosam miksiva l'ksiva michla. People confuse this ksiva to that ksiva. Avohaka mechakika zakoisol osher lechlubi miksiva sashtar. But chakika and mechakoisol and ksiva b'shtar are distinct enough between the two of them that the person will not confuse the two and say, if I can do a chakika and a koisol, I can do a ksiva, I can read a ksiva sashtar. Now, I will table pinkus shem metaltalin michlo b'shtar yotis. But if I have a movable type of a tablet, even though the letters are engraven into the tablet, so it's not the same. It's chakika and this is ksipa. Yeah, but the fact that it's not that it's metaltalin makes it similar enough to shtar yotis that they asur. So if you have both milas, a that it's on a wall, which you don't put shtar yotis on a wall, and B, that it's chokuk, then it's mutter. You need both to make a mutter. So it's chokuk because of chakika shakas is mutter. Avolet is a zaser, but if what's written on the wall is something which is not graven in, engraved, but rather it's something which is bolet, that is something which is
protruding. Outward.
Thank you. Because we're in Hashem Yimchik, that's something which you could erase. I feel the way Harbe Shano Magil Hashem Limchik. So you can't reach it. So there's no chashash mechika. So he's saying, look, once it's done and it's supposed to writing, it's done with engraving, even if it's protruding. So it's carved. You carved away the wall, and now this stands sticks out. So it's still not done with the ksiv of Ashtar Yotis. So what's this iser? There's a new iser of Leplug. Even though there's no chashash of Shema Yimchik, there's a new chashash of because Allah said Leplug. Since when it's lower down, it's mechika shaykh, higher up is not going to become mutter. Because you caused the besimun ayin reshay. The ayin reshay over there was the issue of reading lower and air. So reading lower and air, we said the person can't read lower and air because they're afraid he might, while he's reading, without thinking, he will tilt the lamp to help the facilitate getting the fuel should be absorbed by the wick. And he's facilitating the burning on Shabbos, which is a problem. Let's say you put this lamp on the wall in a place where you can't reach it to be matted. It's still also because of the plug. So you say the same. You say the plug over there. You say the plug over here as well. So that's a new point which we didn't have before. The Mechaber said the reason why it's a problem when it's Kawaii Harbor is because of this other Xerah of Ishtar Yotis. I found the case was not done with Shardyot because it's grave and it's done something, even though it's protruding, it's done through a carving process as opposed to a writing process. So I don't have Xer Shami, and it's on a wall. So it's both milas. But I have the Xer Shami Yimchuk. It's higher up, Lo Plug. So now we're adding a new Lakuta of Lo Plug, which you didn't have before. So they would get food from the store, you know, even they would pay the money before Shabbos, and they would purchase the right to X amount of food. They come on Shabbos and they give the petek and says he gets two loaves, whatever it is. Well, that's a problem of you can't read those items on Shabbos. You can't use those. Go into the even if it's not business. I'm not mentioning any money, etc. But it's not better than Shari Yertis. But if he says just a Simon of Alma, Ishori doesn't say the name of the item. It doesn't say how much, whatever it is. It just says. So we used to have, I remember in Tells in the dining room, there was a person who sold soda before Shabbos. He would have, you know, I guess there were 16-ounce bottles. And you'd buy before Shabbos and you'd get a little piece of paper, a little like those tickets you get for like the raffle tickets. And you give them the ticket on Shabbos, the soda tickets. So they're saying that's doesn't say anything about soda, doesn't say anything about the amount, doesn't say the value. It just says, you know, take one. You know. So that's a Simon HaBalma, that's a mutter.
So what about restaurants that are open on Shabbos and people make arrangements before? So
I would imagine they have to do something along these lines.
If you get a ticket, then there's no indication of what you're going to get, so it might be different prices for different meals.
I don't know how they do it. I'm not sure. Right. So going back to over here, so this halacha so creates interesting questions. A woman, you know, is having a lot of guests over here, and she wants to make sure that each meal she knows who's coming and what she's planning to serve. So she makes a list of the names of all the guests, and she makes a list of all the menu that she's planning to serve. Look, her, that's the sister. She can't read the guest list, and she has a right to it. She has a right to erase or to add or subtract to the menu. Right? So what's the solution? So one solution is to have somebody else read it to her, who's not like one of the guests, who's not, they're not the, they're like the shamash. She would argue they're like the shamash. But my wife came up with a different idea. She prints it up before Shabbos and she cuts it into slips. It's not a list. It's just, it's, each piece is one. It has, it doesn't, it's not a menu. It's five slips of paper. One says chicken, one says fish, one, each one is only one thing, and one thing on it. The Xerah was a list. The Xerah wasn't on one item. Because the way you would get rid of it, you just take the piece of paper out. You don't have to erase it. Just take the piece of paper out of the envelope. And she has an envelope which says first suit, the second suit, the third suit, the fourth suit. And she sticks in the envelope until she deals with it. Another example of this would be, let's say the person, a very, very organized gabbai, and he, before Yom Tov, he says, okay, he makes a list of who's getting the aliyahs. So he comes, he has his list, the names of the, oh, he's not here, you know, put somebody else instead. That's, you know, that's called the diskzerish, I mean, imkwek. Right? He's the person, so really it's preferable not to use that.
But people do. I mean, Baal Simcha often gives the list to the gabbai.
So that's a little bit better because the gabbai over there can't erase. The Baal Simcha, so the Baal Simcha doesn't have it anymore. He could erase theoretically, but he doesn't have it anymore. Right, but if the gabbai makes his own list, so then he's the balabas to erase. That's where the problem comes in. Fine. If you're Gimel, which is the Nishtori Yodis. Nishtori Yodis, the Nishtori Cheshbonis. So Chazal asked reading this because this goes into Mimsuch Hapsuchot, or because the Shema Yimchak. We'll see what the, you know, I pay back the Chai, but let's erase the, you know, destroy the document. Or this goes into the Yisra, is it because of Mimsuch Hapsuchot? As you said before, that's why Tzarech Mitzvah doesn't have a problem with Mimsuch Hapsuchot. The Igrish Shaila Sholem also the Kroisim. Now Chazal asked her, if I can read regular friendly letters, I might come to read Shtari Yotis, because people say I can read this, I can read that. So they asked her, Shaila Sholem also Shtari Yotis. Hilayim Behembaloi Kriya is us. And again, this over here is even if you don't actually verbalize it, you just look at it. Okay. Some learn that the problem over here is because of Mimsuch Hapsuchot. These are business documents. So this goes on, this is Mimsuch Hapsuchot. And some say the Yisra Shari Yodis itself is Gezer Hashem Yimchuk. So that is like creates this interesting conversation in the piece before. We said there's two reasons why we had the issue of reading the list of the Archim. One is because of Shema Yimchuk, one is because of Gzerot HaShtar HaYotis. HaShtar HaYotis is only because of Shema Yimchuk. So that, yeah, the two Shitas are not agreeing with each other. And I mean, the one who says that HaShtar HaYotis is because of Shema Yimchuk learns over there because of Shema Yimchuk, not because of HaShtar HaYotis. If you learn HaShtar HaYotis, the problem is Mitzvah Hapsuchah, they're answering this Otu HaShtar HaYotis, which is a problem in Mitzvah Hapsuchah. Which I said, that's very interesting because that's the Rabbanon.
What's
the Rabbanon? We're answering Shargyat because of Mimsuch Hapsuchot, because that's Mamish business. And then we're answering something, reading something else, up to that. Shila Shalom, Mishum the Mikhlub Bishargyat, and the same thing with Shila Shalom. So I got a letter. So now, why Shila Shalom is also. Why Shari Yodis is also figures impacts why Shila Sholem is also. So if Shari Yodis is also Shema Yimchuk, Shila Sholem is nothing to be moichik. You know, I got a nice friendly letter from somebody, I don't have to be moichik. I read the letter, But, oh, he wrote, I want to correct his grammar. Like, I mean, normal human beings don't do that, right? So there's no Xavier Shema Yimchuk, but we said if you're going to read this, you'll read Shari Yotis, then you'll come to Bishema Yimchik. Right? So, but let's say you learn the problem of Shari Yotis is Mimsuch Hapsuchot. So Shila Sholem is not Mimsuch Hapsuchot at all. So then there's the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings a Shita in Shinala, which says the same way we said that there's a din of that you in Toshim Shabbos Raglecho Sos Chavetzecha B'yam Kochi, right? Because the Shabbos is there's a Mechubah. And you're careful. So that's all one pasuk.
Chibad told me a
so
So we said over there that even though you can't run on Shabbos because your hiluchah of Shabbos has to be done than hiluchah b'chol, but a person, children which are misaneg beritza, for them and that's mutter, that doesn't go into the issur of that imtashim b'shabbos daglacha. So there, the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings a cheetah and says that a person is misaneg from the shila sholem. This is a mitzvah chefzicha. Out to that, so we're saying this is mufka from the din of mitzvah chefzicha. The same we said, there's no gzeres shemishu yirdes on a suras mitzvah. So we know din on this din of being misaneg. So that's the suggestion. So I remember I had this when I got married. So my shugar allowed a shalom. Good old days, right? So her brother moved there to Israel. So every week they would send each other letters. They would, you know, she would respond to last week's letter, and then he'd send a letter, and he would respond to her last week's letter. And Friday night, the surah, that was part of the surah, was to read the letter from uncle, you know, Yiddish, it was in Yiddish. You know. So I come the first Shabbos, I'm coming over there, says, you know, this is sort of Yigra Sholem. I said, I'm not going to say it. You know, I'm not going to say it. Okay. And I figured like that was enough, that I don't need to push it. Yeah. Once you look at them, you're going to discuss them. Now we'll see in the next sif that if you don't know what's written there, it might be there's other svaras. Okay, so let's see what that is. Fine. Yudalad. Likras begares hashluchaloi. To read it, you got a letter. You want to read the letter, see what it says. Im eino yodeya ma kosuv bo. If you don't know what it says, mutter. It's mutter. Well, yikra b'fiv ela ya'ayin bo. So you're allowed to read, because maybe the information which is there is something which would be important the person should know for Shabbos. Right? So we'll see some examples of that in the Shabbat. But even so, it's preferable not to do Kriya, because Allah said the Iker Isser was Kriya, which is discussing it. The hearer is Mutter. So that's him looking at it is really more like hearer. But so therefore, it's better in that situation to do just I am without verb, without actually vocalizing the words. If it came from outside of the tchum, you have a new issue of that this came, this is a muksa issue. Okay. Now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what that means, whether what exactly that is. Mishnah Berurah is going to bring that there might be the difference between is sometimes it's bought mechus tchum is muksa for usage, but not for muksa for tiltal. Which is an interesting concept. Mishnah Berurah Nandal Mutter. The Shema Yesh Bo Davar Shu Tzarech HaGuf. It's something which is necessary for a person to know for Shabbos. A safety issue, etc., something like that. So the poskim say nowadays that this halacha is not relevant anymore. You know, in the world where communication was through letters, so Beryl sent his friend Shmerel a letter. He says, you know, the Kassas are coming, get out of the city. You know, so I need to know to read that letter. The Kassas are coming, get out of the city. Nowadays, nobody uses letters for the information of what the danger, you know, and safety. So, so therefore, this anything which would be something which a person needs to know, it's not coming by letter. So this header doesn't apply anymore. But this is something which will be relevant for the person's safety, etc., something of that sort. If you add in just doing iyun and not kriya, he's matir. So just doing iyun, some hold it's mutter, even though we said that we're going to be machmer on that. But the combination of potentially this swara of tzarech, which not everybody agrees to, and the swara of iyun bovad, which not everybody agrees to, but both things together will be makel. Yeah, but it wouldn't be a header to read it out loud. Now, but if it came mechus tchum, it's terribly zor. You shouldn't touch it. Terribly zor mishum muksa shuvim mechus tchum. It was muksa came mechus tchum. Now the muvadza ain shem muksa layin. After a kli, lachar it's not a kli. So lachar it's just a piece of paper. So you should argue that it's muksa. That's not true. The loyroy lots of apitzuchis, so they would use the paper as the as a bottle cap. They put it around the top and it was sticking into the top of the bottle. So if it's not muksa,
kli means. How do we define kli? Like having muksa.
So if I argue that you can't read it on Shabbos, so Batsim, this is a useless piece of paper. He says, no, it's not. I have a use for it. I have a Shabbos usage for it. I could use it for the purpose of Lotzah Bitzuchisa.
For what?
A bottle cap.
Remember, we haven't decided yet that you can't read it on Shabbos.
Okay, we're going to get to the next step if you're allowed to read it or not. El Yiftachan HaHoyen Yehudi B'hu Yayin Bosa. The guy brought it, and that became Chutz Tchum. The guy brought it, so asked the guy to open it. He'll tell you, read it, and tell you if anything important you have to know. Now, V'av T'davar Shehuva Mi'chutz Tchum Kaim Alo and Oshel L'Honos Mimeno Mi'shehuva Mi'shviloi. An item which is brought Mi'chutz Tchum, there's an issue of being the henna. So what do you mean? I'm going to ask the guy should read it to me. I mean, the henna from the zavur came with chutz tchum. V'avach aloy akriya ve'iyon hanahi loy. So the answer is hasam time amishum gzera shem yermelin yehudi shiaver lemit chutz tchum. So the concern over there doesn't apply over here. Over there, the person's getting pay risk mit chutz tchum. We're afraid that in the future he'll ask the guy to go mit chutz tchum and bring him the pay risk. So he'll, to be done the act of Kaitzer and Havoah, etc. So they said you can't be Nehenna from it. This way, anyone can make Chutz Tchum, I'm not going to ask the guy to do for me. That's over there. But I can't say, you know, go write me a letter. What's the Xavier? Go get me a letter. Who said there's a letter to get? So it's not in my between myself and the goy, I can't control this. I can't generate this problem. So, alternatively, we could argue that's not called hanoah because it's not really reading something which is information is not the type of hanoah which we refer to. Over there, the gzera is the transporting of it. The gzera is the Talisha, that's done on the item itself. Over here, he's just carrying the item, and the information is not a tangible item. Okay, so there's no problem of having the goy read it to me and give me the information which is there.
So how come there's no one who's matir, with maybe the letter says the Cossacks are coming and he has to get out of town?
I'm sorry?
Maybe the letter says the Cossacks are coming and he has to go.
Well, that's what we're saying. It says
it's Hanah, but it might not be. It could be that he's getting word of potential danger.
You're asking a question. The first half of the Machaber says that we're going to let you read what it says there because maybe it's something which you need to know. Then it says, okay, you can't touch it. So, because it's Muksa. So he's saying, okay, it's Muksa. But you need to know what it says there. So the goy will read it for you. Ah, you can't ask the goy to do that for you. You could ask the goy to do that for you. Right?
Is that that's a havamina? They're saying you can't, but yeah, you can.
That's what he's asking. How can you ask the goy? We're saying we said you can read it because maybe you can't read a letter. Period. Right? Because it's Shari Yertis. Because of Shari Yertis. But this is a letter which I don't know what it says. I just got it now. I don't know what it says. Maybe it's something which I need to know is there. So, Chazal said, read it. Shari Yertis is only financial issues. Over here, this is potential for something which is Tzarech HaGuf. I need to know. So it's Mutter. But then we said, but I can't touch this letter which came from Chutz Tchum. The answer, I can't touch it, but I can ask the guy to read it to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask the guy reading it to you.
Now, what I wonder is that Makhachila, the Mishnah Berurah is assuming this is in the category of Hana'a. It could be not. It's something, well, you do, it doesn't know what's coming, and only after does he know that there might have been some Hana'a with it.
Irving, I'm not following. That knowing that the kasha is coming is a form of Hana'a. That's a benefit.
Oh, okay, if you want to say that, all right.
Hana'a means benefit, right?
Right, all right.
Now, it says Shal Yigabos. He's told me there's no Shal Yigabos, you shouldn't touch it. Rachonim is given the aim bezem is shum muksa klau. Kamel mesimen tovkuf tesvav. The dover abom mitchus etchum ain bom is shum muksa fila mishach vabishuloi. The Shal Hanas vimenu. Hal barol yisil achar lehanas vimenu. Now, so this, if something which a normal lacha was done, something which a malacha was done, the person did the kites around on the item, he took the apples off the tree, that's also for any Jew to be in a henna. But something which came with chus tchum, where there was nothing done on the item itself, the only issue is because of tchum, so they only asked that the person was, they only asked that the benefit to the person was brought for. So since it has a usage in Shabbos, it's not muksa for tiltal. I just can't be in a henna, but it's not muksa for tiltal. So the din of shal yigabo is not true. Now, but v'imak v'al yigeres yishtamish boy k'derach asarchem anichem igres hamischer v'mokem hamutzna shal yoivdu hey muksim v'atzlatatala. But that's all because I don't mind somebody else will use. I mean, theoretically over here, so why is it not muksa? Because I can't get hanoa out of it. I can't, but somebody else could. No, he can't. I don't want anybody else getting hanoa. I don't want anybody else using this letter. I want to save this letter for myself. So then it's haka muksa. Fine. Customer karenim. Now, if you get a letter which is clear, which is mamash tor hayotis, so then it's a muksa mitadet, because you can't, you know, that's also for everybody to read. You know, I get my credit card bill on Shabbos. That's muksa. So that's a business document. We're talking about something over here, which the whole root of the iser is because it was bami chusitchum. Now, it is interesting to try and figure out because like. So Beryl sends a letter to Shmerel, you know, you need to know that, you know, some safety issue. So somebody else can read it. Why can somebody? Betzim, nobody can read it because it's Shari Yeretz. Teres of what? Maybe it's the Dabar Anochus. The Dabar Anochus was written for the person it was sent for. I have a right to say, maybe there's someone much Anochus for me also to know. I have a right to read it. I never thought this did. Right? We're saying over here that's not muksa because every other person in the world besides the person who was sent for it can read it. You can't read these letters, only the person sent to you because something you might, he wrote the letter because something important you should know. Fine, I understand. So there's in a world where the way that we communicate important information was through letters, and the person sent me a letter, there's a good possibility that he's sending me something important that I need to know from my goof. But he didn't send it to anybody else. I mean, heck, so there's any reason to say that there's something good that they need to know. That you make the heter.
Well, they would communicate it to the recipient. Is that the assumption here?
Maybe, but I don't know whether that's a heter to read it. They came along and said, the zero here wasn't Sakanas the Fashas that we're talking about, that, you know. There's something which is Tzarech HaGuf that's called Tzarech Shabbos. So Meila, they didn't put that into this Gzer Otter Shtar Adyertis. No, it's not Shtar Adyertis, Mamash, because that's Mamash Otter anyway. Right, we're talking about, he said the Seel Shila Shalom, which is Gzer Otter Shtar Adyertis. There's no Machikya, no Gzer Shabbos. If it's something which is Tzarech HaGuf, that's like Tzarech Shabbos, it's Mutter. Somebody else doesn't have Tzarech HaGuf out of it, so why should they be reading it? They should go into Gzer of Shtar Adyertis. You want to ask the Goy to read it like the first cases of the Goy? Okay, you ask the Goy. But you think it's not muksa because anybody else can read it. I don't know what that means. You know, in the case where somebody brought me an apple, which is, I know, I can tell that it's been sitting here for a few days. It says there's no concern that it was actually attached at the beginning of Shabbos. So the whole gzeir problem is the transporting it from tchus to tchum.
somebody else that wasn't brought for. See, he has no recourse to the goy. So, you know, bring somebody from more. I don't really catch him to the goy. So there's no gzeir b'klal. So I can eat the apple. You can't eat the apple. Well, but sure, you heard this. I never understood that.
This whole thing is a suffix, Sarshtari of Jyotis. The idea of being machmir here, we don't know what's written in it, right? We're being machmir for a suffix.
This other realm, Batsim it's also, we're generating a cool on the Tzarech HaGuf.
Why? It's only us if I know Shishtari Jyotis. Really, Shishtari Jyotis is what's us. I don't know if it's Shishtari Hedya.
No. We are to Shil HaShalom in the last Gzeir al Tzarech HaGuf.
And we don't know what this is. It could be Shil HaShalom, it could be Shishtari Jyotis, it could be Tzarech HaGuf. We don't know what it is.
But that's what... It's not something around the cool over here. It's not what we're saying.
But
we're
why
saying,
not?
Because... They asked that anything which you read might come to what the Shara did. So that's what they started with.
Right.
They we saw already. They're answering, you know, reading the Ksav under. You read a picture. It's kind of what the Shara did. I mean, really? Yeah. They asked it all. They asked reading. Right. They came along and said, "Listen, if it's Tzarech HaGuf, that becomes a Tzarech Shabbos. It's Mutter. And you know what? You don't know. We'll be making for that also." I understand, but that's for you. It's not for me. Right. Why do I read the reason? Right. You need it. Who said it? Had to have a right to read it? Where did that come from? Right. I don't know. They're not coming and arguing this is special het over here. They're saying this is the regular rules of Huba Mishri Loi. It's not the regular rules of Huba Mishri Loi. That's not right. I understood it. Then he said like this, okay, no, the Kabbalah Geras Miyadu and Yehudim, and maybe a Shabbos, so when the postman is bringing it, you should not accept it directly from him. So now we have an issue of Hitzah. You're involved in he's bringing it from the outside into the house, and you take it from his hand, you're part of the Hitzah, the Hachnosa on Shabbos. This is Yisrael, Os Yasek Maritzah, Meshus Rishus. And here also, Yakir of Yisrael Hanoch. Yagaras Yichasuma. Next step is, okay, the letter is sealed. And we say, the guy can read it to you. So, Armelan Yehudi, any Yachel Likrois calls man Shaino Pesuach. Mele Yavin Hain Yehudi Be'if Techeyu. So the guy will open the letter for you. Okay, he chaps, that's a remes. Well, Armelan Yehudi Behedrish the Poskoi, and Mother Sarkado, while the Kamam and Sayyid Simon Shin Man Be'bir Allah. So you have there. The Mishnah Berurah will talk about maybe different types of letters. The difference between a letter, which the area grab. Excuse me. When you open it, you're making the letter actually usable. So that's a tikkun in the item itself. When you open the letter, the envelope, you throw it out. So betzim in the letter, there's no tikkun. In the envelope, there's no tikkun at all. It's just kilkul. So it's a derbanan. So it's just the shoes. You have to go to do it. Of course, you have to tell directly. It would be the type of letter which is folded on itself. So when you tear it open, you're making the letter usable. So that's a tikkun. It's a tikkun. It's not a kelkel. Making sense?
Isn't this like opening a bottle tap, though? We try to what we do on Shabbos.
I don't.
Those who do. But if those who do, isn't this similar to that? Isn't this like all made to be opened and it's a kelkel to it?
When I understand why the people are mopped, I would love to discuss it. I don't understand the material. Okay. So, I mean, all I've read all the literature.
I don't
just don't push me. If you know, I don't want your wife coming, calling and yelling at me. That must be a lot of letter. Right now you have an unusable letter. It was sealed. It's unusable. You can't use it. When you open it up, you're making usable. So that's a problem. It's taken in the letter. But an envelope, which you're going to throw out, and the envelope is destroyed. So that's just the kilkel. So that's just the shoes. Even directly mirror should be moved.
What was the point you were saying about the folding of the letter?
You have ever seen aerograms? Probably too young to remember aerograms. Okay, what it is was a letter which is folded on itself, which sealed itself. So you can't. This is the letter. When you open it up, it becomes usable. Now you can read it.
Right.
So you're doing a tikkun in the item itself.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's not kilkel. It's tikkun.
Right. I thought you said something different.
Right. But whereas opposed to
a normal
envelope, the tearing is in the envelope. The letter, all you're doing is getting the contents. So there's no tikkun in the envelope. That's what he handles. Is that called a tikkun? Because now you can get the contents. That's not true. It's not called a tikkun in the envelope because now you can get the contents. That's Moshe Shulagufa, etc. So that's what that's the Mara Malkum out over there. So over here you can't ask the guy to do it directly. So you just tell him
that you can't read, which is going to be remez, and he'll cop the rest. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay, let's hold it here.